To summarize, the range is at the upper end of the limit where skillful estimates of tornado intensity can be made. Since the velocity data looked good and the vortex signature was clearly defined, I think an estimate is possible. So we yield a borderline EF1 and EF2 tornado, and it's quite possible that it was an EF2. Note that a strongly favorable environment may also support a stronger tornado. As it turned out, we sampled the beginning stage of the tornado within the ellipse overlaid on the damage survey. Within the ellipse, most of the damage along the track center line was EF1, but there was an isolated pocket of EF2 damage. Now, this was only an outcast. Not much guidance exists in making a forecast, and thus frequent updates to the warning are really necessary as the tornado evolves rather quickly.